Okay, up next, we have Elvin Houston. Is this you? Your colleague? Okay, great. I'll give you all a minute. Elvin is an attorney for Walsh, Gallegos, Kyle, Robinson, and Rolson in the San Antonio office, and his practice focuses on special education. And Jeff Kelly, also presenting, is a staff attorney for the Association of Texas Professional Educators. So this seems like a pretty good panel for or combo for their topic here. And I'll turn it over to you. You got 45 minutes, I think.
Great. And do you have the control here? There we go. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Jeff, I've got to tell you, as I was setting out here, it occurred to me we should have framed this like Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. You remember on Saturday Night Live? You know, not that you would call me names, but I think we definitely could have framed it that way.
Yeah. Missed opportunity. Yeah, for sure. Well, we're here to talk about something that's a bit more serious, though, and it's definitely something we're going to go through. And I was joking with Elvin that I almost feel like my role here is to be the teacher anger communicator or translator here, and I'm going to try not to do that. And I'm actually going to try to give Elvin the majority of the time, because there is a lot that districts have to think of and deal with in these situations, and I want to acknowledge that. So even though I'm going to be talking about things that upset my clients and concerns that we have, I definitely want to recognize that a lot of people in this room are working very hard, even if they're working on the other side of the bar from me, towards improving these things.
And I think this is just a necessary conversation, and recognizing that there is this tension in the law for school districts. We're stuck in this difficult situation where schools are required to, certainly we need teachers to be safe, and teacher safety is of an utmost priority. But at the same time, as evidenced by Chris's remarks, you know, we're also thinking about attorney's fees, and we're thinking about the risks associated with special education litigation, which can be certainly expensive in terms of all of the resources, not just financial resources. But when I advise a school district in connection with a special education due process hearing, I don't know that I've ever been involved in a due process hearing where there aren't tears. Now, either those are tears from a teacher or they're tears from me, but there are tears. And that's inevitable, I think, with a due process hearing. And so you have these personnel challenges. You have the financial resource issues. You have time issues in terms of the time it takes teachers away from students when there is special education litigation. And so I think it's helpful when we have this sort of moment where we get to look face to face with each other and have a real conversation about how to navigate these tensions and at least acknowledge to each other that the challenges we face on either side of this are very real, and not simply an effort on the part of one side or the other to disregard teacher concerns in the classroom, and certainly teacher concerns in the classroom extend to things like having additional support, additional resources for teachers to support the teachers in the classroom, and those additional resources clearly come at a financial cost, and deferring those costs to pay attorneys isn't helpful for school districts. And so there's a real tension here that this is a good opportunity for us to address.
And I was very excited when I first talked to Elvin. He actually told me a story that kind of illustrated really quickly that he understood why this is so important, because the experiences that he's had. I'm going to share it quickly.
Sure. So I had been working with the school district for probably about 18 months in addressing the needs of a student who had a traumatic brain injury. The student was high school aged. He was a large high schooler and was physically aggressive. He would have these explosive episodes of physical aggression. They were hard to predict and hard to manage. And because of his size, it was very difficult for school personnel to manage his behavior. And the school had made a placement decision. They had placed him in a classroom working with three adults, one paraprofessional and two male teachers. And these male teachers were large men. They'd been in education a while. This was a small community. They didn't have a deep bench when it came to teachers who were versed in working with students with severe behavior needs. But these two gentlemen took it on voluntarily. They undertook training from...